Blog Talk Radio.
In a minute, she's gonna go live on the Grindr page. She's gonna go live on Grindr.
Trying to make it happen.
Way down in the jungle deep.
Don't start.
But God, I am just so blessed. God has allowed us to, you know, survive another weekend. And I don't know about you guys, but I am looking forward to the weekend. It's been a very, very productive week. But the best thing about it, guys, is I get to spend my Thursday with you right here on Grindology. The show must go on. And also, I mean, I always got a big up and shout out my family, TTLO, my fam, my La Familia, my homies out there. Definitely Dr. Dana L. King that's hanging out and, you know, controlling the ones and twos. And of course, our protege out there, the boss with the sauce, Tanya Melton. She's hooking us up as well. And guys, I'm like, I'm just ready for the weekend. But before we close out for me, let's talk about what we have going on every week right here on TTLO. Of course, on Mondays, we always kick off the week on Mondays, with Missional Mondays with the guru, Reverend Dr. Dana King. He always kicks off our Mondays. And then, of course, on Tuesdays, we have our girl. She's coming back, I'm telling you. She's coming back.
In October. In October, she'll be back.
Oh, she'll be back in October.
Yes, ma'am.
Bringing the heat. I'm so happy. Dr. Kimberly Thomas. She is, and definitely Healthy Soul Talk. So, guys, I can't wait. I don't know about you guys, but I can't wait until she comes back because I got a lot of stuff. I think I need some one-on-ones with her right now. I don't know about you guys, but I'm just going to keep it real. Everybody needs a therapist. Everybody needs somebody to help keep your mental straight. So I am so thankful that Dr. Kimberly Thomas is coming back on Tuesdays. Healthy Soul Talk. Back in October, so guys, let's be on the lookout. We can't wait to welcome her back. And then, of course, on Thursdays, you got me, your girl. We talk all day about everything professional, grindology. I don't know, guys. Sometimes we tend to get a little off kilter sometimes. I don't even know where we go with the show, but I love where we end up at. I guess I don't ever know where we're going, but I know where we end up at, and I am so thankful for that. And then, of course, on Fridays, we close out with Praise Break Friday with my Reverend Dr. Dana King, my bro from another mother, comes out, and then he closes out our weekend with Praise Break Fridays. I mean, guys, what else can we do but just thank God for giving us another week? But, guys, I'm going to get right down to the sauce because this was a really, really, really good topic. This is one that really touched me because, you know, all day we go through our daily, you know, activities, whether it's professional, whether it's at work, whether it's running our business. We go through our daily activities. But sometimes do we stop and think about the amazing characteristics, the amazing skill sets that we have, the things that we do so well. And that's what caused me.
I was finna get all in that. I was. Some of them are still there. Some of them still there. Some of them are still there. I thought what I thought was a supervillain was possibly doubt. Doubt. Yeah, let me close this.
Let's talk about the next superpower, entrepreneurship.
ain't got no. You good? You decent? I ain't mad. Look, if she sent us some samples, we'll do some advertising. Let's go. Okay, you're doing advertisement now. Now it's an advertisement. Now it's an advertisement. Now it's an advertisement. See, now you. That's it. Facts. Those are facts. Those are facts. Facts.
Or you're not seeing, you see maybe one or two sales a month, and those one or two sales are not, you know, where you want to be.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I'll
say no, those are facts. Absolutely. I can't disagree with you at all on that.
I mean, it is just one of those things, you know. But you may need to you may need to do it as if it's the most exciting thing in the world. That fire will drive your business and it will pay off. And that's the whole thing, guys. Understanding the distance that you have to go and starting a business, and knowing that at the end of the day, it will pay off. Knowing that it's a guarantee. And that's the hard part. Because see, here's the thing. I feel like it's a guarantee when you're doing what you're called to do. Now, if you're doing something else just for the sake of doing something else, but you're doing being busy, or you're doing something just to make money, or you're doing sometimes that will put your fire out and it won't get started. It's hard enough to do what you're called to do. But when you're doing, guys, real talk, when you're doing what you're not called to do, you burn out quicker.
Real quick.
I swear.
Real quick.
Trying to start up something that you're not called to do, and then you find yourself tired, but then you also find yourself wasting time, money, and energy, and throwing into something that, you know, that wasn't set to be profitable in the first place. So I'm just saying, we got to focus on that. We got to focus on that. Also, the things that actually lead
The only thing that works in the business's favor, though, is that the banks, because they let the banks have the money, the banks were given the money, and then the banks then gave was supposed to give us the money. So the banks, they have to forgive you. Because that was the agreement, but the banks were able to get the money. So even those that they don't, even the ones who got the low interest loans for 2.5% or whatever, that's all they could charge. So that gave them that amount of money. But because the banks are the ones who are holding the purse strings, right? So like I know the one that that I tried to get, I got some. I was going back and forth with Cabbage. Cabbage is who was holding the one that I was supposed to get that I still ain't. Still ain't got, but yeah. anyway, but yeah, you're right. They're gonna be going. It's not so much about them trying to get the money back from the people who had legitimate ones. It's gonna be them ones when it comes time to claim them taxes. That's gonna have the issues, you know, with them 22 employees that you ain't got. I got invited to so many of those right at the heart of the pandemic. Like, what was that time? Like April? when everything was shut down. So, you know, you're in the house and you're bored. So, you know, you people are like, well, here's a great opportunity. Here's a great opportunity. So they just send you, you know, and it's so like, and then it comes from people who you're not that, you're not really that tight with. You don't either became friends on Facebook or something or that. Yeah. So, you know, they send me this thing and I sit there and then, you know, I'm sitting there and then you sit there, you listen to everybody talk about, well, I got this car, I got that car. Oh, this is my vacation home. This is my this, this is my that. It's like, that ain't why I'm here. Bro, I don't want a Bentley. I'm good. I don't need that. I'm okay. Right. You ain't got to impress me with the show me what, you know. And then I'm sitting in the middle of one, and I sent it to Tanya. I said, hey, come jump on this thing with me. So I sent it to her, and she got on. So while we looking, you know me, I'm going to do my due diligence. I started checking out the company. They got all type of fraud alerts on Better Business Bureau. They got all type of – they got like a D rating, you know. It's just another pyramid scheme. I'm like, let me get off of this. I'm good. Yeah. And bring five people with you. I'm just trying to calculate the bringing and the carrying. Just give me a minute. You keep on going. I'm going to have it figured out in a minute. You keep talking. I'm going to figure it out. Because I'm somewhere between the bringing and the carrying. I dropped it. So let me get it. Go ahead. That sound like I want to be over the youth ministry, but I can't stay in kids. Okay, let me. I don't like people, but I want to be an usher at the. Okay, let me. Say that again. What'd you say? What'd you call it? So if I just go to the networking events just because they have good wine and food, do that make me a network thot if I ain't really trying to network? Am I? Oh, dang. Well, you know, I wasn't all the way saved then, so I was just... Hey. First Tuesday of the month over at 9, hey, they had, it was all you could eat and drink for 2 hours, no charge. What you thought I was going to do? Wait, and it was across the street from my job, from 5 to 7? I got there at 4:59 and ate and drank until 7:02. I know it is. I know it's his fault. He could have waited. Hold on, don't hang up the Zoom. Yeah, we can steal the Facebook. Yeah, it's already there. Oh, okay. Why you? Which one of y'all got on the, over there on the Wi-Fi? All I know it was Michael. Right. As soon as he did what?
right. He down there on call of duty. Man, call your duty is to sit up there next to her like you do when you here. You play the game at 9:30. I mean, your stuff was working just fine. It was working just fine. No problems. Wow. Anyway, I'm glad it worked out. And then you had all them superpower points. Why you didn't send them to us so we could have put them up on the screen? I could have. Okay, I could have. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, I could have. All right. You ain't sorry.
Everything's going on.
Now you want to be over here. Right. Now you want to be over here. Right. Going back to the Shire. Okay. Whatever. Anyway, y'all be good. I'll see y'all. Good night. I gotta preach this Sunday, and then nothing. Yeah. We ain't doing nothing. Now we know, right? No, we ain't got nothing going on next Sunday. Well, you know who the scheduler is. Don't talk to me. Talk to the scheduler. Because I tell you, yeah, and then see you like 2 days after. You ask me what happened. Be like, what you talking about? So there you go. She said it was you.
Wait.
Bye. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. It's time to go. Bye. 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 Go clean the non-royal penis over there. Goodbye. It's time to go. The meeting over. Zoom meeting over. Bye. Hang it up.
What the fuck?
I felt some low-key petty shade right there, though. Right. You brushing teeth, huh? I had to try that. Let me get my leopard robe. And I'm gonna, next time we're in a nice little hotel with the big mirror, I'm just gonna stand there like this.
Oh, God.